And flammers, you know what this is. This is fucking Bunktastic, bitches. Sick. With your host Kyle and Jared. And how you doing today, buddy?
I am good. I took a shower, peed at my own feet a little while I was in there.
Athlete's butt?
Yeah, I got stung by a jellyfish in the shower. I'm good, chilling, puffing on a fatty of a blunt.
Yeah, we're getting crazy today, man.
Whoa.
It's going to be a quick one. I got to go to work here in less than an hour, so we're not going to try to blow your minds too hard today. Throw a couple shit jokes and see how everything else is doing. You got any crazy news? Any new news for our viewers?
No, I was just looking up this morning. The Chinese do a thing, do sugar sculptures. They make these little mini sugar statues, and they're fucking crazy looking, man.
They are. They look
super
like
super detailed little animals, like squids and dragons, and
they look like
tigers.
They're made of like marble too. Mm-hmm. They're all shiny. They're really nice.
Yeah.
Have you seen where you could buy any? Like, how much do they
go
for?
I'm gonna buy one just to eat one.
Oh, just to lick it, fuck it up,
and melt it down, put it in my coffee.
Do they put a finish on it? Like,
I think so.
Like an enamel or polyurethane.
It looks like it because
like
they're shiny.
They're really shiny.
I'm just chilling, man. I fell asleep watching movies last night. I was just hanging.
Did you watch anything cool?
No. I was just watching, actually it was a movie. I was watching Samurai Jack.
Oh, we were watching that too. That show was awesome. I never gave it a chance when I was a kid because there wasn't much talking in it. But now that I'm older and more sophisticated, I like the artwork to it. It's really cool animations. It's actually really good fucking... It's a good show.
Yeah, the sound effects and he's jumping.
Yeah, it's one of them few shows. What happened to like TV? I don't watch any new cartoon shows per se. Like, I want to like watch Adventure Time and shit like that. I just don't have time to watch them because it's like I want to watch movies, like something that actually more than Adventure Time than a cartoon nowadays. If I was a kid, I wouldn't mind watching it, but I don't know why I just don't give it a chance.
What's that?
Like Adventure Time, I hear is a very good one.
That's good. There's Regular Show. That's
there you go,
good.
The Regular Show. There's a few good, like,
there's
Cartoon
Network
shows
out. There's a new show on Adult Swim now called Rick and Morty that's real awesome, too.
What's that about?
It's like a drunken version of the professor from Back to the Future and this little kid, and they just go on whack-ass fucking adventures. If you like time travel and, like, whack science shit, it's a good show.
Is it like a rip-off of Back to the... Not rip-off, but they based it on Back to the Future, just fucking more parody?
It's, well, kinda. Yeah, the character, Morty there, Rick, he's like a drunken professor. He's always got, like, slobber on his mouth. He's always burping. And stuff.
Yeah, I was watching The Ninth Gate after you left. For everybody out there, if you have not listened to it yet, me and Kyle were on the 99 Proof podcast last night, which was January, blah, 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 I can't remember. But go on iTunes, YouTube that bitch, listen to us, we're on there for like an hour and a half, it was a great podcast. This is our shout out to 99 Proof for all your support and everything else you guys do for us, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I had a ball, I had a very good time yesterday on it.
We got deep. We're talking about donkey shows, ghosts, aliens.
Oh yeah.
Well, ghosts listen, of aliens.
Yeah, there's some good government talk. Listen, just listen to it. We could go for the support. Back to the show. I was watching The Ninth Gate last night. That movie's fucking crazy. crazy, man. That's all about the devil and how they're trying to bring him back. I didn't get to the end. I was trying to watch it. Fell asleep to it last night. Then you come in when I was trying to finish watching it, but I didn't get to the end.
That's with Johnny Depp there, right?
Yeah, and Roman Polanski was the director. The only thing that comes to my mind is, like, how does that guy still get jobs? He molested a 14-year-old girl when he was, like, way back when.
Really?
Yeah, that dude is a fucking child molester.
Jesus. One time, one of my bosses at a shitty job that I had was a real cocksucker. Turned out he got busted for child porn years ago. Years ago.
Let's bring down the mood and bring in child molesting.
That's I'm saying, as far as I knew, he was a weirdo. I always pictured him wearing whitey tighties.
At Lowe's?
Is this weird? Yeah.
Oh, my God. Background checks. What the fuck, man? What's wrong with people?
A lot of things.
I've
noticed that a lot of people talk about things they don't like more so than things they do. A lot of people will be like, I hate this, complaining about shit. It's like, dude, stop talking about it.
A lot of people are stuck in a rut, and it's... When you're driving on a road and you get... Or in your driveway, whatever, you have a rut in your driveway. It's a bitch to get out of that, man. It's really, really hard.
I laugh every time I pull into your driveway because I'm running over dog shit.
Yeah,
it makes me laugh. I'm just pulling up like, there's a pile. Like, I hit it my tire.
Well, that's the bonus of having fucking two dogs. They just shit everywhere. And now that it's only, what? It actually got warm today, up to about 2 degrees, maybe. And I haven't been out there to clean it up. Fuck that. I ain't picking up shitsicles. I'll wait until spring comes. I'll rake that bitch up.
Get up, man. Have you had dogs your whole life?
Most of my life I have. I've had my dog Tyra for about 10 years now, since I've been 14. I've had, like, another dog when I was growing up. My dad always had dogs. He always had Rottweilers and Chocolate Lab he had at one point. But, yeah, I've always been a dog person. We had cats at one point, but I'm super allergic to them. We had them for a few years, and then we ended up getting rid of them.
We had cats at one point. We had a dog. Let's see, I'm trying to think. We've always had dogs. Had cats. One point in time, though, when my grandma lived with us, she used to feed people. I think my house became one of those houses on the corner that you drop your animals off to. People, at one point in time, we had 13 cats living outside.
Holy shit.
13, dude.
I hate people like that. It's like, really, guys? Go to the Humane Society and just put your name to shit. Just grow some balls and do that, man. I hate people. My buddy, I mentioned it, Sam, he told me the other day, one of his friends from the military, his girlfriend, whose dad is in prison, she took his fucking pit bull, dropped it off in the middle of like 365 or a major highway somewhere in the woods, just dropped it off, took off. I looked at Sam, this was like the day before Christmas, I looked at him, I'm like, why the fuck do you think I want to hear this? I'm like, the only thing I want to do now, and I'm not against beating women or anything like that, I want to punch her in her fucking head really hard. I want to run her down because that is cruel. It's winter out. You're dropping a dog off in the middle of nowhere, a pit bull who has short hair. Come on. You deserve to get hurt. You don't deserve to be I'm pro-human and everything, but it's like, come on. Be kind.
You're pro-life.
I'm pro. Yeah, there you go.
Not human. Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand, dude. I had a friend that lived down the road from me, and they moved away. Right? It's funny, because, like, side tangent, the mom there, these people weren't very well off, but it didn't help that the parents were assholes, and, like, the mom didn't give a fuck about those kids. All she did was smoke cigarettes all day and play Yoshi Tetris for the Super Nintendo.
That kid was awesome.
She just had a cigarette cooked her Yoshi Cookie. Is that what it was? Yoshi Cookie?
Yeah,
was
something
Tetris.
Like that.
It was like Tetris, but it was
like Kirby's Avalanche and shit like that.
They all got to match it, man. And, she just sat there smoking cigarettes playing that fucking game. But they moved one day, and that kid that I was friends with called me up, and he's like, dude, my dad made us leave the dog in the house. We're like, what do you mean? They're like, we moved. The dad didn't want the dog anymore. Left the dog in the house. So me and my buddy go down to the house. It's a shitty trailer. We, like, kick open the door. The dog just books off into the woods. It didn't even, like, try to hang with us. It just took off.
Sometimes you just can't, man. Dogs are fast, man. They're pretty fast.
We were little kids, and like, but I'd rather have that dog be free outside than trapped in a house.
Yeah, where do you go? How's it going to get out of a house other than breaking a window? And how is it going to get out of a window without hurting itself?
Right.
I'm with you. One time when I was a kid, I was at a friend's house, And they had an indoor dog, this big old, like, border collie or something like that. Well, this dog goes out free, like, runs out. Like, I'm open up the door to come into their house. This is a friend's house I'm walking into. Dog runs by me. They all start screaming at me, "Don't let the dog out!" And fuck it, as soon, before I can even realize, he's out.
Yeah.
Dude, we were outside for 8 hours looking for this fucking dog. About at the 5.5 hour mark, I gave up because I see this dog. I'm like, I can't remember the stupid dog's name. I'm like, "Dog, come here. Come here, dog. Come on." I get like maybe 2-3 feet away from it. It's like all coming up to me because it's winter out and it's all cold. Stops, then bucks it again. I just fucking gave up. I'm like, "Fuck you. You have 8 people.
I hate
that
shit. And
have fun. Have fun. Enjoy your cold ass weather and enjoy going hungry." I tried.
Yeah, I had a little shih tzu named Whiskey. It was an off little dog. One time, it escaped. It just ran outside, right? Dude, I'm chasing this fucking little dog down the road, yelling its name, "Whiskey! Whiskey! You know, get the fuck over here." These neighbors, German Shepherd, that don't have a fucking on a leash, starts chasing this little dog. So it's booking even faster. I just stopped. I was like, "Fuck it." The little dogs, like, started chasing each other. The big one tackled it. They didn't fucking kill each other. I ran up to it, picked it up, and was like, "You fucking little asshole!" I'm beating its ass. Like, I'm not hitting it. I'm not, you know, obviously not animal abuse, but yelling at it and shit.
I can't handle it.
Come on, you fucking little mutt.
I can't. You should be able to. It's something, some sort of test you have to take to be able to get a dog, man, because a lot of people don't know how to raise a fucking dog. I don't like when dogs. At least have a leash on it when you let it out. We live in the country where we are not in the city at all, so I can let my dog, I trained her not go on a leash around the yard and shit. My girlfriend has a younger dog, we have to put on a leash because it's a wild motherfucker.
Yeah, my dog's like that. I mean, I didn't try training him to not leash it, but I don't trust him enough not to anyways, because he's just, he'll stick with me, but the second there's a squirrel or a cat or some sort of other little thing, his predator instinct's kicking and he wants to just chase that fucking thing.
It's cool when you have acres and it's like, "Oh, he's running into the woods. That's just part of my house." It's like, "He'll come back, blah, blah, blah. But it's like sometimes you live on a corner and fucking you have a small ass yard. Like, people in the city, I feel bad for. My buddy has a few dogs in the city. He just had a litter. And he trains them awesome. He knows how to train them. The dog is fucking awesome. And just some people just don't know how to train dogs. And I just don't understand the animal cruelty part about this. People tying up fucking dogs behind their... I don't know anybody who did this, but you always read in the news, dog being lit on fire, fucking dog being dragged behind a fucking truck or some shit. What is wrong with that? That's fucking... Probably some of them people have fucking kids, too.
Apologize for always hacking on this podcast for,
This week I've been sick, so I've been hacking up more. But
I don't know, for some reason, man, I'm always blowing out smoke. Something is just weird about me. There's a guy who looks a lot like me, who smokes a lot of weed, and better watch out for that character.
I know.
The long hair.
It's just a guy who looks like me, that's all I
but
got.
But dude, people who beat animals and shit like that, there's something wrong with them to the sense where like they have no... I don't know what it is. It's kind of like a sociopath almost, like a psychopath. You can just kill. You can just kill someone like that. Or you can just torture and beat or just be like that. How are you to treat your? You can't be that good to yourself, right?
Yeah, true that. Just fucking. That's the only way. I'm trying to think of all.
So like, I know Michael Vick. I'm in trouble for killing the.
Oh yeah, but like he would torture him and shit.
Would he torture him? That was
he would electrocute him.
I know that there's a thing with pit bulls. They kill the ones who lose.
What? That's the fighting. That's dog fighting.
That's dog fighting. It's like a tradition or something. You guys lost. They kill them.
Yeah, but we're also in 2014.
Yes.
Fucking 1080.
Yeah. I mean, it's fucked up.
It is, but I don't understand on, like, how these people are trying to train dogs, and then, like, he shits inside, and you're not supposed to smack him in the ass or fucking rub his
nose. Well, because dogs are, like, so, they're in the moment, you gotta catch them while they're shitting, and be like, that's bad, because if they shit, you come home, like, an hour later.
Oh, they don't even know.
They don't even know.
Yeah, I understand that part, but that's what I'm saying, like... People are, I'm just being devil's advocate to us, like, don't beat dogs, but then dog will shit inside, a dog will fucking tear the fuck out of
your
car. I'll
give my dog little taps, but I don't ever hit him to where it hurts him. I'll just show him, like, I do, like, the, on being dominant but not, like, aggressive.
Oh, you gotta... I don't believe in beating dogs. It's more discipline. You gotta make sure that dog... Dogs are strong fucking creatures, man. I ain't saying fucking hit them with a steel chair or beat them. Just slap them.
Well,
man.
Look at the way they are to each other. And the way I think of it is the way they are to each other in the wild. When one doesn't like one doing the other, what do? They snap at each other. Two dogs. They're not biting each other where they want to rip flesh up, but they're still biting each other and shit. Like, my dog... lets me know when he doesn't like something's going on. You know, he tells me, I do the same with him. Yo, I'll shove him out of the fucking way, because that's how he should. They're more physical and shit. And, like,
yeah.
I can't stand when some people, like, will be like, I don't know. Dogs don't understand English. They associate, like, actions with the sound that you're making. So when people don't ever try training a dog, they just sit on the couch and yell at them all day. It doesn't do fucking anything. You gotta, like, no, stop going over there. You gotta actually make them stop and learn that that's not what's up. I mean, I'm not the best dog trainer in the world. My dog's crazy, but at least I don't know. Shit. He's not bad.
What can I say? My dog's all right. She still bothers me. She's just a bitch. I can't complain. She is actually really good. I can let her outside. She runs around, hangs out. She's just a chillin'.
They're cool. Their sense of smell is awesome, too.
I kind of wish I wasn't allergic to cats so I could dig them, but I just don't... Cats are awesome. In my personality-wise, I just don't like cats to begin with.
The only thing I don't like about cats is, like, the shitbox situation, but that's if you have a cat and you have one you don't need, wanted to poop inside, you can let your cat out. But cats are real cool. I like them as animals a lot. Dude, when cats rub against you, they have glands in their face. And at the base of their tail. So you know how when cats rub against you, they rub their head, and then they fucking do their tail, like put their butt in. They're rubbing their, like, scent on you.
Speaking of dogs, again.
Yeah, dude, cats are real cool.
What are them glands for?
They mark their fucking, like, they're putting their scent on you. Like, really? This is my human, like.
This is me spraying you.
Yeah, pretty much. The male cats do that shit. It's
gross. Yeah, that was my problem when we had cats when I was a kid, man. That male cat would piss all over the fucking house to smell.
That's because they're marking it. Did you get it? Was it neutered?
No.
That's why they're marking
it. I know what it was now. I'm fucking. It sucks when you're a kid, you don't know no better. And when you're raised by wolves, you still don't.
You can train them. You can train them enough, dude. There's a cat. I got a new cat that's running wild in my house, and every time it does something bad, I give it a little tap on the butt and tell it no.
Well, it's a fucking cat. The way I look at, like, how dog, I'm going back to, like, not beating the dogs, but, like, dogs playing with us, I think they take it easy unless you have, like, a chew rope and you're pulling with them. Mm-hmm. But when you're wrestling with a dog, them fuckers can probably bite through your hand. You know what I mean? They're just. You know, they're just nibbling.
My dog pulls me down to the ground from my arm, dude. Like, holy shit. Then again, he is over 100 pounds. He's a big dog.
You have a golden lab?
Yeah.
He is a cool dog.
No, he's a golden retriever.
Is he a golden retriever?
Yeah, he's a golden shepherd. My bad. He's a retriever, golden retriever, and a German shepherd mix.
My God, that's quite the mutt.
He's awesome. There's no lab. He's just fucking... golden retriever.
Really?
Either way, back to cats. Yeah, they're cool, dude. They do a thing called Fleming, where they breathe through their mouth and their nose at the same time, and they taste the air.
What?
Dude, it's called Fleming. Cats are, like, the only animals that purr. And they don't only do it when they're, like, when they're having fun. They do it sometimes when they're scared or when they're mad and they're eating, they're, like, attacking something, they're purring.
That's their freaking all-around go-to fucking emotion.
It's crazy, dude. The cat purr, the frequency that cat purrs at is good for your bones.
Good for your bones?
Yeah, good for your bones.
Like, human bones?
I guess human bones in general, maybe, but...
Oh, just bones in general?
It's, like, a good frequency for the vibration that the cats put out is good for your... And it lowers your blood pressure.
No, are they devil? What, in ancient Egypt, what, they worshipped them, didn't they?
They worshipped them, yeah, like gods.
Ah, they were gods. Like,
cats are psychedelic. You ever look at a cat...
While they're patting.
You ever look at a cat while you're high, or just look at a cat, and you don't have to be high, I'm an advocate for fucking being stoned and shit.
Just live your life.
Just live your life, man. Teach yourself.
Just
ever
look at
it,
fucking
cat. The way their patterns are, and how, like, their eyeballs, dude, the cat sometimes will stare right in your fucking soul, dude. It's like,
it will.
Dude, one time I was looking at my cat while tripping, and it was like another being, dude. This thing is sitting here talking to me telepathically. I know it wasn't really, it ain't no Son of Sam shit, but it was just like, I think this cat knows I'm tripping, because it's like looking at me all weird. And it's like, the way they look is like, man, their patterns. You ever seen an ocelot?
Yes.
Those are awesome.
Them are cool. Cats are crazy. There's so many varieties.
They're such awesome hunters. Like, giant cats are awesome. Dude, cats are like natural herbalists, too. They know what plants, well, like, they can't eat poinsettias because they'll get sick, but they know what plants to eat. Like, jungle cats, they know what plants to eat when they're feeling sick or if they're hurt.
Yeah, jaguar.
They'll eat ayahuasca. Yep. Jaguars will chew on DMT and sit there and trip.
They eat the vein part of it, right? There's three parts of ayahuasca, three different things.
They eat the leaves, I believe, and they regurgitate
them. Isn't there veins or root, or vines of some plant, roots of another? There's something else. Water?
That's the tea. You're talking about the tea?
What?
When you make ayahuasca, the tea itself?
When you make ayahuasca.
Oh, I'm talking about plant, like...
There isn't a plant called ayahuasca.
No, I know, but cats will chew a plant that has DMT in it, and they, like, regurgitate them. That's what I'm saying.
They eat part of whatever we make the ayahuasca with.
Yeah.
They eat, like, the vine, one of the ingredients to it, the vine or the leaf, or...
They eat the leaves, and they just regurgitate them. But you're talking about the tea itself is made with, like, there's the leaves from one plant... And like you said, the vines from another, or the roots from another, is because one of the roots has like an AOI inhibitor that prevents your stomach acid from breaking down the DMT.
I know why we have to explain this. I know exactly why we have to get all these.
The shamans in Peru, the tribes in Peru, the jungle people there, drink a tea called ayahuasca, and it's like it's a DMT tea is what it is, like a DMT drink, and you trip your fucking balls off. With shamans in Peru, they're tripping. And then what they said is that the jungle told them how to make it. Which, you could say that, but it was probably trial and error. Guys getting sick. Who knows what they're
after
doing.
After thousands of years in a rainforest, you have a lot of time for trial and error.
Yeah, right. You got time to figure things out.
Yeah.
And what it is, like I said, they boil for like hours. It's like a tea or a leaf that has the DMT in it. And then like a root of another plant that... allows you to digest it, because if you were just to make tea with it, with just the leaves, your stomach would just destroy it. But the one root has, like I said, an AOI inhibitor, and lets you absorb the DMT, and you fucking trip. I guess you get diarrhea, you throw up, you get diarrhea.
Oh yeah, you get, your body purges, basically, is the word I've heard it explained.
Purge physically and mentally.
Worse than
but mushrooms. We were talking about mushrooms. Yesterday we were talking about mushrooms being like a river of all everyone's trips.
Uh-huh.
With ayahuasca, I guess, you see jungle shit. You see snakes and jaguars.
Because that's where it's from. That's where it's from. All the ingredients, that's where it's always been.
I'm curious. I want to do it now. But see, now I don't know if that thought's already in my head, so am I going to see it? Or if am I just going to see it? Because if that's the case, that'd be nuts, dude.
But if you're going to see it, you're going to see it. Yeah, your imagination. Or you were already going to see it, but... there's already documentations of hundreds, thousands of years of people seeing the same shit over and over and over again. You know what I mean? How it's all just the same memory bank.
The thing that I want to tap into, like, I won't become like a psychonaut. Like, psychedelics. Like, I want to, like, I like doing mushrooms because there's like another dimension. There really is like another dimension. It's like a weird fucking place where there's like geometrical buildings. Everything's made of light. Like, you're in a weird light.
I'll be your transponder. I'll be your middle man.
What the fuck? And it's like, and I know it sounds crazy, but there's countless people recording the same fucking place, going to the same place.
Same exact place. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, what the fuck, man?
That is crazy. I don't know. Well, back to the DMT, like the ayahuasca making it. We're always going back in this one. It's back to the future, baby. But the reason why your body, why you need that root to make the ayahuasca to get the MEI, whatever, EO inhibitor, it's because everything has DMT in it. Grass, everything does. And your body, if we did not have our stomach acid and we didn't have that in our system, we would be tripping all the time.
You are tripping all the time. You're tripping, right? Everyone who's listening right now, it is this is normal reaction to you. Like, I don't know what you're like, from your perspective, the way it's probably similar to mine right now, Jared, as well. You're tripping right now. You are just a bunch of chemicals... And your brain's just inputting that information. That's why when you take other chemicals, it can distort your reality. But, like, DMT is already in you. It's produced by your pineal gland. It's your third eye. It's the middle of your brain. It's what all old cultures refer to as your third eye.
Looks like the Ira.
Yeah, if you cut your brain in half, the Egyptian Ira, yeah. But, yeah, it's your third eye. Dimethyltryptamine. When you're in sleep paralysis and deep REM sleep, your brain is full of it. You can smoke.
Oh, really? Your brain is pumping your or that pineal gland's pumping your brain full of DMT when you're sleeping in a real good, like, imaginary sleep.
Yeah, when you're in REM, yeah, when you're full body paralysis and you're in a dream world.
Oh, no shit. That's crazy. I didn't realize. I thought it produced the same. It just gives you a small dose, so when you die, it just unleashes a massive dose.
Yeah, if you're lucky, hopefully your brain isn't exploded into a mist.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, either way, you're done. I mean,
I would think it matters. Is that like, see, I get stabbed in the heart, my body knows it's about to fail. Your brain's gonna dump you full of that trip chemical, so you're like, you can deal with the death. But here's what's up. I like science and spirituality. It's a yin and yang type thing. I feel as if DMT or other chemicals are like gateways. There's like a physical gateway that'll lead you to the other realm. Like you need, kind of like, it's like when your body's a radio, and these certain chemicals like radio stations, so when you do, like, you do DMT or psilocybin or LSD, it's like tuning your body, the radio, to a different radio station. And I think that when your physical, when the radio is failing, the signal gets broadcast, broadcast on a certain station where it can, like, cloud almost.
Yeah, exactly.
Where it can this become, like, the cloud.
Saving you.
The cloud fucking saves to there. The cloud, like, servers. DMT, I don't know if you've ever done it or not.
Me?
It's
no.
Fucking crazy. You do go to, like, another dimension. It's not, I don't know, it's the most one of the most profound psychedelic experiences I've ever had.
I believe it. I've heard so many stories about it. Ayahuasca and every other, no, there's just ayahuasca and DMT, right? The actual.
Well, DMT is in ayahuasca.
DMT lasts 20 minutes, I heard, and fucking ayahuasca lasts 8 hours.
That's probably because you're like
you're digesting it.
Ingesting it.
Ayahuasca.
Like, I did DMT, I smoked in. It looked like Christy earwax. I smoked out of a crack pipe in an apartment when I was 18. And, you know, it's crazy, it's because I smoked, that's the first psychedelic I did. And the only other case I had, experience I had with any sort of drug was weed. And I was like, oh, sure, I'll try DMT. And what it was is, like, I hit this crack pipe, this guy lights it for me. He's like, take three deep, or take really big hits. And I'm doing that, and he's like, do you feel it? And by the end, he says, do you feel it? His voice sounded metallic. And have you ever seen the movie The Butterfly Effect?
Me?
No. Yeah. Well, either way, when he travels through time, I'll just explain it. My peripheral vision started vibrating and, like, disintegrating away. Like, as it shook, pieces of it were going away. And he's like, close your eyes. And it sounds all metallic. So I close my eyes. Next thing I know, I'm, like, flying through space. Like, outer space. I'm just flying. I can see, like, stars and galaxies. I'm just, like, cruising like Superman through space. I can't see my body or anything. And then I come across this giant geometrical flower, which now I know is the flower of life, that symbol. And, like, I just was looking at it. It was just pulsating and moving, made out of light, like a kaleidoscope. And then I flew into the center of it, and then it was, like, white, and then I, like, fade back into being on the couch. I was like, what the fuck was that? Like, what was this?
How long did it last?
Like, 5 minutes.
In your time, it lasted 5 minutes?
No, in my time.
And, like, you flying away to
separate. I don't even know. There was no concept of time. It was just happening.
Just happened just like that to you, so. It wasn't neither a second nor an hour. It just happened. Oh, shit.
That's an experience that I had. Like, like people are like, you're crazy. That didn't happen. Or, like, you were just doing a drug. It's like, yeah, maybe I was. But why was it as real to me as this right now?
People are crazy in a way. They want a physical, actual aspect of things.
I understand that this, whatever this is that we're in right now, is real tangible. Real tangible. It feels like what you would call real. I can smell. Like, my senses help me navigate this dimension that my meat body is in. I get that. But what's that internal world that we all have?
Every night we go to sleep for 8 hours. Nobody even gives a fucking fuck about that.
Right? Dude, you go to bed. You're out of, like, yeah, I can see you sleeping, but that's just your physical form. You can have the craziest shit going on in your head, man.
Nah, that was just a dream, bro.
Like, and people don't even think about it. Like, you're gone. You black out from this reality for 8 hours at a time, if not longer, if you're lucky.
For some of us, 3. For some of us, 8.
And it's like, what about that moment before and after, or like before you wake up or before you fall asleep? You know what I'm saying? Like, that. Where are you? Like, it's nuts. And I think about this too. Like, what if you could dream? And for you, it was 8 hours. It's like the movie, because, like, I like the movie Inception. could dream, you could have a lucid dream where you can control the dream. For you, you're sleeping for 8 hours, but to you, every night it's 75 years.
Fuck.
Now, right?
That would be crazy.
Now, eventually, do you think you'd get bored?
Every night you go to bed.
Every night you go to bed for 8 hours, but to you it's 75 years and you can create anything you want.
Yeah, that would suck dick.
Why would it suck?
What do you mean? You're in your dream world? You can do whatever
you want? You can wake up if you would you want, but like at night, you become... At first, things would be crazy, right? Like, you can do whatever you want. I can fly around. I can do whatever
I want. You get fucking bored easy.
You think so?
Eventually? Yeah, especially when you have to wake up and live this world and be like, I did not do shit.
Now, do you think you would create a dream to where you didn't know you were dreaming?
Do you know that all just happened? That 75 years that just happened?
Yeah. Yeah, is you're aware like, of it. I'm going to go to bed and create a 75 years worth of whatever I want to be.
Where I remember only flashes of dreams. It's where I know I've always had. I've never remembered like a whole night's fucking dream.
That's what I'm saying. But like, because you always come back to this. But I'm just saying, if you could create, you said you'd get bored.
After twice, that would suck. Do you think just you because would you'd be like, oh, I just lived that whole life. Now I
do you think you would make it to where at night, it would get to the point to where at night when you're dreaming, you'd make it to where, because you can control it, make it to where you didn't know you were dreaming? Okay. Would that cure the boredom?
Probably, like, you go to sleep and then go to sleep?
Well, you go to sleep, and then but then when the dream comes, it's you don't know that you're dreaming anymore, as opposed to that whole I'm a lucid dreamer for the.
That's like a thing for life. Like you could say that it's like life.
Exactly.
Like we could be sleeping in a dream right now, and then have to wake up and be like, "Fuck, that was a dream."
Well, what if there is?
Why would you have a problem with that? If
there is a God? Let's just hear my theory out here.
Fuck,
if there is some sort of infinite, omnipotent sort of consciousness thing, not the Sky Daddy that people think. There's some weird thing that's like this collective consciousness, omnipotent, infinite intelligence, infinite energy thing. You think if it was everything all the time, it would get bored, and it would have to, like, trick itself into not knowing? Like, that's why you and me are subjective yous and me, so we can experience being just you and me instead of, like, if you and me, Jared, knew all the same thoughts at the same exact time, you and me, well, we wouldn't be friends.
No.
We'd be bored of each other. Like, dude, I know that guy.
Sure. We don't have no conversation.
There's nothing to learn from one another. Now, if God is the omnipotent thing, so it's in everything, do you think it just, like I said, tricked itself into not knowing that it was in all this so it could experience it? So it's anew. Everything is a refresh.
So what that basically put the story to me saying to people, you're just the universe experiencing itself.
Yeah, I know, but like you could be, what if you were like, I'm the whole, like, you're just a subjective consciousness, though. And I think that the reason it is that, so it's a surprise. Because if you knew everything, if you were like, I remember all my past lives and can see my future ones, there's no fun. It's like when you play a video game, because we like video games. Play a video game, you beat the fuck out of it. It's boring. You put it on the shelf. Now, if you forget what that game is about a couple years later and you start playing it again, whoa, I forgot.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, I forgot how good this game was. Or when it's a brand new game, like, it renews, like the awe.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I hear you.
And I just think that's what, like, life is, I guess. Because people are like, what's the meaning of life? And it's like, I don't think you're supposed to really know. You're supposed to be like, what is the meaning? Oh, this is awesome. Because if you knew, you'd be bored with it.
Yeah, it wouldn't be fun, but who's to say this? You say it's a yin-yang. Why does it have to be fun? Shouldn't there be hate? Or what's the opposite of fun? Boring. Is that it?
Opposite of fun.
Why would the universe want to have fun?
Well, fun is just an aspect. I'm not saying just fun is a small, small percentage of what's going on.
The universe is a 5-year-old child on a teeter-totter all the time, like, just kidding.
Maybe it is, dude.
Oh, shit.
Maybe it is. For all we know, it's a dream on the flea.
Thanks for listening to the talk.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. See, it's a cut to the music. Dirty son of a bitch.
Dude, that is crazy, but that theory is just as good as all the rest of them, you know?
Yeah, who, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
You have, sure, you do have a lot of theories.
I'm just based off my own personal shit.
Like, we posted a meme the other day about, I saw that meme, you posted it, the pyramids.
Mm-hmm.
What if, what would it say?
It's like, we're stupid because we got all this, all these simple tools right in front of us. Yeah. We're working hard with simple tools that are already here.
That thing is crazy because they are still here. Like, I think maybe skyscrapers might last.
Nah.
Like, I mean, I'm saying they're going to fall. I'm going to say that much. They will fall. But they're... What is the... The pyramids made out of limestone and shit, right?
Yeah. And, like, granite.
Why don't granite. We make... Like, our only mineral... I mean, I guess we use minerals, obviously, and iron and steels and shit, but we never make anything out of rocks. Except for, like, gravel beds and shit like
What's that. What's a real heavy fucking rock? It's granite, right?
Oh, got me.
I could be wrong. There's a super heavy-ass fucking stone that I thought the pyramids were made out of. And there's another crazy big stone that's made out of the real heavy rock, and it's cut to perfection, too. Dude, I don't mean to keep rambling about ancient civilization.
Well, but
the way they built some of their places... The rocks are as if they were melted, like heated up and sat on top of each other and they cooled. Because, like, you can't even fit a razor blade in between the rocks. They're, like, fused together.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Why are us... I didn't want to bring up the old ancient ones, but this is my... Why aren't we doing anything with fucking shit like making cool, huge monuments like that?
Why don't we build the way we do?
We build... Well, I mean, I know why we build the way it's quicker. It's fucking... For our society, it works better because you build up, you build fucking quick. Took them fucking like a year and a half. I mean, this is probably...
Dude, you're making me think of like old, when they, like, old New York City. Those guys building the skyscrapers with the little exactly iron mushroom falling off those fucking iron buildings, being tied with a rope around their waist.
They have balls, man.
Come on.
I would shit myself. And I got mass respect to the people who do that. There's still people, like, we have a buddy who works on cell phone towers. Dude, that fucker's crazy. Have you ever seen people work on cell phone towers?
Not in person, but in videos.
Videos, that's what I'm saying. That's crazy.
I'm not scared of heights.
I am. Oh, shit.
I'd like to go skydiving, but the only reason why I kind of don't want to do is because people die. A lot of people do die skydiving.
Gross of balls.
I guess.
I won't. I won't.
Not you tell me to gross of balls, but I won't. I'll do it in the fucking...
You tell me to grow.
I'll get a GoPro camera and I'll...
No, I got the balls to say I don't have the balls to do it.
I want to skydive real bad. I just don't want to hit the ground. I'm not scared of the heights part in the hole. If I can skydive safely, that'd be awesome. I would love it. That doesn't scare me being up in a plane. I guess the whole fear comes from dying, right? Is that the whole fear of it anyways? But, like, well, some people just don't like heights anyways, regardless if they're going to be safe.
I do not. I can get on, like, a stepladder and be like, whoa! But I do, I've done my roof and shit before.
It's you ever not do the classic, whoa, the ladder falls backwards and you're doing the balancing act on the ladder.
No, like, that's one thing that fucking scares me. That's one of them that
Clark Griswold ladder in it or whatever the fuck.
Dude, I can't get on like two-story houses like that. Like, fuck, get to the roof of them. I would be so scared. I would do it if I absolutely had to.
Damn, but I've jumped really off really high places into water.
Yeah, I've done that too.
Like a bridge. Nah, I don't know, nothing crazy, nothing like a mile high.
But I didn't have to climb up a straight up ladder to get up to the point I needed to jump off of. It was like, hop on this bridge, jump into the river. Like, you pull up to the bridge, you get to the bridge, just jump off into the river. It was just that. Like, if it was like one of these, if I had to climb up a rock face to get to the spot to jump off,
yeah, fuck that.
I wouldn't do that, because I'm just scared of heights like that, unsafe.
Plus, like, falling, hitting rocks. Dude, getting hurt in water sucks. It always seems like it feels like it's more intense. You ever, like, hit your head underwater? It feels like it hurts more than hitting your head outside of water.
It does.
I wonder if there's a scientific reason to that. Like, you got me. Because you're, like... Maybe because you're, like, lighter in the water, so you're actually moving a lot faster than, like, you really would be.
Or there's more... No, there's no more force. Have you ever tried to punch someone in water?
Yeah.
It don't hurt that much.
Yeah, but you're lighter. Like, you're more buoyant, so maybe it's, like...
Oh, all right.
You don't absorb the fucking, like, shock as much or something. You're kind of just floating, like... Oh, it's all right on your head, as opposed to, like... I don't know. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Smacking your head in a fucking pool or outside, it hurts either way. I'm not gonna lie, I never compared the pain. Now that I said I have, I have not. It just hurts. And I've only smacked my head underwater like once.
I've hit my head in the side of, like, a pool. One time, I was swimming underwater in, like, a lake, and as the second my head popped out of the water, I just feel intense pain, and I see a flash, and my fucking cousin was skipping rocks, and I didn't know, and when I popped up, I one blasted me in the side of the head, too, man. Dude, he could have knocked me out, I could have drowned.
Your cousin sucks dick.
Right? What the fuck, dude? Thanks a lot.
Thanks, brah.
Thanks, cuz buzz, you fucker.
Call your cousin fuckface for a reason.
This thing, okay, doing this podcast, I've learned some things about myself.
Oh no, Jesus Christ.
We have some we got some sexy voices.
Oh no.
And not having the internet in front of me constantly, I realize that, how's that saying go? I know a little about a lot of things, man.
So do I.
I don't mean to be talking on my ass for stuff, and if I am, I'm sorry, but here's what's up.
Debunk us, guys.
Most of the things that I'm talking about come from some things that that are true. It's like legit things. I might be wrong about the exact whatever the fuck, but what I'm talking about is legit.
You have points. You may not know facts, but you know what you're, like, the point, what you're trying to say. That don't make sense anyways.
Yeah, it does. It's good.
We gotta wrap this up. I gotta go to work.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know. I want to. This sucks. I could sit here for hours. You guys know
that. I don't want to work.
We'll put out an extra long one for you guys next time. Promise.
Ooh, a good 12-incher.
Ooh, we'll go for 11 3/4.
Word. Everyone, you have a great day.
Yes. Thank you, Podbean, again for featuring us on the comedy section. And we love you guys. Follow us on the Twitters and the Facebooks and the Gmail. Send us that. I don't want to say it, but Bunk_Tastic is our Twitter. Bunktastic Podcast. Facebook, BunkTasticPodcast@gmail.com is the Gmail. Is the email, anyways. Listen to us on YouTube. Is there anything else we have on? iTunes. Listen to us on iTunes. Download our app. We love you guys. Party on.
Where's the music, Jared?
I fucked it up.
Oh, no. I'm keeping this in here.
I hope so, because I fucked it up good.
Jared.
This is how we fuck up.
See you later.